My name is Wayne, and I am thankful to God for this opportunity to give a testimony of what He, the Lord, has done for me. The Lord saved me twice. The first time was during my 30th year of life when God opened my eyes and ears to the gospel message, and I became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. His holy word, the Bible, became alive to me, and I just could not get enough of it. When I could not read it for myself, I listened to the various teachers on a Christian radio station. It was during this time that I was taught the once saved, always saved doctrine that is so widespread in America today. I found a church that taught the same message that I was used to hearing on the radio. Over time, I was able to get involved in the church and became friends with many people. This church that I belonged to was from the Reformed religion. I always had trouble with two of their doctrinal beliefs. The first one was that of election, and the second one was of never being able to lose your salvation. According to the doctrine of election, I was taught that before anybody was ever born, God already made a choice of who would go to heaven and who would go to hell. The individual being born, who didn't ask to be born, could not change his or her eternal destiny. During a person's lifetime, if they wanted to believe in Jesus, if they were convicted of their sin and wanted to repent and be saved, they couldn't if they were elected for hell. Now this teaching never did make any sense to me, when the Bible states in many places that all can be saved. Here are some verses that prove this. They are found in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11, John chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, John chapter 4, verse 14, Romans chapter 3, verse 22, Romans chapter 10, verses 11 and 13, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 and 6, Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Didn't Jesus, during his time on earth, call everyone to repent and believe in him? Now why would he do this if no one had any say in the matter of where they will spend eternity? Didn't the Apostle Paul do the very same thing in calling all to repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ? Acts chapter 20, verse 21. As far as not being able to lose one's salvation, I was taught that because we are elected or chosen by God for heaven, there is nothing we can do to change that fact. No matter what a person might do during his or her life, even if a person goes back to their old lifestyle or engages in some other sinful lifestyle, I was taught that they were never really saved in the first place. Even after 5, 10, or 20 years of living a holy life, if they turn from the faith, they were never really saved in the first place to begin with. Now what do we do about the many verses from the Bible that say our salvation is conditional? Again, some of them are found in Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 26 and 27, Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, John chapter 15, verse 6, Romans chapter 8, verse 13, and Romans chapter 11, verses 21 and 23. The answers I received to these questions just didn't make any sense to me. No matter how hard the leaders of the church tried, they couldn't convince me of their logic. I was told that they are right and I am wrong, that I shouldn't try and figure it out anymore. I should just believe it and accept it by faith. This I tried to do for many years, but it never worked, thank God. Then in March of 1999, I opened my ears to understand that the Reformed religion is not the true religion. I was on the internet looking for more information on John Calvin when I came across an article about him. I proceeded to read this story and was shocked by what I read. It told of John Calvin, who had a person named Michael Savannis burned at the stake in Geneva on October 27, 1553. After reading this story, I clicked on the Evangelical Outreach icon that was located at the bottom of the page and was taken to their homepage. On the upper right side of the homepage, there was a title called Believer's Conditional Security. I clicked on the title and was able to do some important reading. Then I read other articles, From Initial to Final Salvation, The Carnal Christian, Grace, the True and the False, True Salvation Assurance, and Hell and Who Goes There. While reading these articles, it was as if a light went on inside my head. Everything finally made sense to me. The questions that I've had for all these past years have now been answered. Praise the Lord. It was at this time that I became a believer in conditional security. I immediately ordered the book by Brother Dan Corner called The Believer's Conditional Security, where these articles that I read came from. I needed to get in my possession everything I could that would help me to tell others about the false doctrine of the once saved, always saved teaching. I thank God Almighty for directing me to Dan Corner's book that clearly explains the truth of what the Bible really has to say about a believer's security, that it is a conditional security, that we must strive daily, that we must endure to the end in order to be saved. We are told in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, that the road to life is narrow. May we stay on the narrow path of the narrow road all the days of our lives. As Christians, we must always be on guard of the devil's schemes. We must believe what the Bible says and not what some well-known preachers say. Also, it is of the utmost importance to warn all those that call themselves Christians not to be deceived. They must be told of the danger that they are in by believing in the once saved, always saved doctrine. And it is up to us who know the truth to warn them. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 20. We must use our Bibles to show them the truth. Pray that God would bring it home to their souls. May our Lord help us in this endeavor for His glory. Amen.